All right, on to marginally more serious matters. So, a Royal Australian Navy Seahawk helicopter was, I think, buzzed by a Chinese jet in the Yellow Sea, which is international waters off the coast of North Korea. Here to explain more, the man who broke this story, National Affairs Editor at Nine, Andrew Probyn. Good morning.
Okay, Tom.
So, what exactly happened?
Saturday night, 7:30 Melbourne time, HMS Hobart, which is up in the Yellow Sea, it's off the coast of Korea. What is it doing there? It's part of a UN mission to stop North Korea getting sanctioned goods for good reason, trying to stop their nuclear program for a start. Was in international waters, a Seahawk helicopter that sits on top of HMS Hobart was up in the air, routine mission, and then suddenly a fourth generation Chinese Air Force jet, a J-10, drops flares at close range near the helicopter. Now, I was told that this was very close to being a very serious, potentially fatal incident, and only the good reflexes, quick reflexes of the pilot averted disaster.
Now the jet dropping flares. So that's something jets do. Like if someone shoots a missile at them, they sometimes drop flares to distract the missile. Is that what happened? As in, I'm not saying a missile was after it, but was it like that? Was that what the flare
No,
ejector was?
it's clearly an act of aggression. Now, this is international waters. Then these are not contested waters like the South China Sea, for example. This is part of a UN mission, and Australia is quite rightly furious about this. It's been described as unprofessional, unsafe, and unacceptable by the Defence Minister, echoed today by the Prime Minister. Now, this has gone to through defence channels at the moment for us to register our dissatisfaction at this. Will it be stepped up? Well, it will be stepped up depending on what the Ministry of Foreign Affairs say in Beijing, potentially later today.
If it's off the coast of North Korea and it's part of a force designed to stop North Korea importing things that it is not supposed to import, what why is a Chinese jet getting involved?
Well, it's a good question, and I think this is one of the reasons. It's actually, it was closer to South Korea than it was to North Korea. If you look at the map, there's a little a bit of land that pops off the Shandong Peninsula. It was sort of in that area. Exact coordinates, I don't have, but this is fundamentally the big question, Tom. Like, what on earth was a Chinese jet dropping flares near an Australian helicopter doing? As part of an international mission.
I'm sure Defence Minister Richard Marles will say something in private to his Chinese counterpart, but do you think anything will come of this?
Chinese aggression and assertiveness is nothing new. We've seen that both in the air and on the seas. So I don't think it will necessarily change the way that they behave, but obviously, the major concern for Australia and its allies is that someone is going to get killed,
Indeed.
and that is the deep concern we have here. There's obviously some geostrategic ambitions there from President Xi, who overnight he's in Paris at the moment, was saying that the world is a very dangerous place at the moment. Just kind of pointing out the bleeding
The
obvious
bleeding
there.
obvious, yeah. Well,
Yeah,
thank you. And we do know, of course, wars in the past have started for, someone does something, someone dies, someone shoots off a missile, and before you know it, you've got a full-on shooting match. Look, I appreciate your time, Andrew Probyn there, National Affairs Editor at Nine. It's just,